Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm here to speak to Justine Laughlin.
You're calling in concerned about some charges?
Huh?
Are you calling in concerned about charges?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one brief moment. We may not have no Justine, but I can most definitely look into the account for you.
Okay.
One moment. Your first and last name?
My name is Robin Kizzy.
And that billing address for security purposes?
It's 8327 Snowden Oaks Place, Laurel, Maryland, 20708.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. Reviewing the account shows that there was a survey that was taken to win a Dyson vacuum back in January. Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. You had already canceled the account, and this was back in January, February, around that time. Shows it was canceled in.
Right, yes, but so what I'm saying is that I didn't even have the subscription 24 hours, and I wanted to know if I could get a refund.
Right, so as they expressed back in February, that the charges on the account were valid due to the fact that we did still send out those recipes, and that within that subscription, if you were the winner, that was...
The guy didn't tell me that. He said he took down my information, and he said he would send it up to whoever, management or whatever, and he never got back to me.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So this is like a fraud because I don't have the subscription. You got my $49. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yes, ma'am. The charges on the account were valid, but we can most definitely resend you out another email with the recipes again. But it definitely shows that the charges on the account were valid. And back when you had called in the first time, they also expressed that the charges...
He did not express that. I don't know who you're saying that he expressed it to. He took down my information and said he would contact me via email once the decision had been made to get my refund back. So he did not express that to me.
Well, yes, ma'am. The charges are valid on the account, and it's been canceled since January 26th.
Okay, but I'm asking, isn't it a time frame where you can get your refund back or no?
No, ma'am.
Hmm.
It went through a screening system showing that it was a non-fraudulent transaction.
So what are you planning to do since I paid you and I'm not getting anything in return?
We can redo you another email, ma'am.
And what would that do?
It would be an email concerning the recipes that we sent previously.
So I'm paying $49 for a recipe.
That was the subscription charge, yes, ma'am.
Huh?
That was the subscription charge, yes, ma'am.
So you're going to resend it, and am I going to be charged again?
No, you can't be charged for a complimentary reship.
Okay, just take my money. All right.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. You guys really do suck.
Thanks for calling customer service.
You're welcome.
No problem.